On the night before any election, politicians tend to go for broke to drive voters to the polls. Donald Trump went so far as to pitch his possible presidency as a kind of national salvation.
You have one day to make every dream you ever dreamed for your country and your family come true. You have one magnificent chance to beat this corrupt system.
And he predicted a comeuppance for what he described as elites in this country.
The American working class will strike back. It's about time.
Trump also dropped the names of two prominent New Englanders, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Trump claimed the Patriots quarterback had already voted for him and read from a letter he said was written by the Patriots coach. That letter described Trump as, quote, the ultimate competitor and fighter, and called his leadership amazing.
Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, I want to thank you both. And go win a good Super Bowl or whatever you want to do. Boy, what a combination. Never been a better combination. But when you know them personally, like I do, they're even better.
But Trump's fate in New Hampshire, the state where he won his first primary, and a place where a win today is likely crucial if he's to make it to the White House, will rest on lesser-known voters. Before he took the stage, Trump's campaign had volunteers phone banking at the arena.
Yeah, we were just in the line, and they came and asked us if we wanted to volunteer to make some phone calls, and we said yes.
Andrea Ryder of Barrington was almost blasé when asked if she was confident Trump will carry New Hampshire and get to the 270 electoral votes he'll need to become president.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not all Trump supporters are quite that sure.
There's no middle ground. It's either laughing or crying. That'll be it.
Ken Sakurai is from Hampton. He and his son stood in the long line of people waiting to get inside the rally. This was Sakurai's first time seeing Donald Trump in person, but he says he's absolutely committed to the New York businessman, which he says took him by surprise.
I was fine when Obama got elected. I figured, you know what, I was optimistic, hoping that he would do something, make some change, and it's just been a big disappointment. You know, that's all. I want change. I think a lot of people want change, and I think that's why we're here.
Donald Trump's success will depend on lots of other voters in New Hampshire and across the country feeling the same way. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.